Regulatory agencies of the trucking industry. The trucking industry in the United States is heavily regulated to ensure safety, protect the environment, and maintain fair and competitive practices. Several government agencies at the federal and state levels are responsible for regulating various aspects of the industry. Compliance with these laws and regulations is crucial for several reasons, including safety, environmental responsibility, and economic fairness. Federal agencies responsible for regulating the trucking industry. Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, FMCSA. The FMCSA, under the U.S. Department of Transportation, DOT, is primarily responsible for regulating the safety and operational standards of commercial motor vehicles, CMVs, including tractor trailers. FMCSA enforces regulations related to driver qualifications, hours of service, vehicle maintenance, and safety equipment. Compliance with these regulations is essential to ensure the safety of drivers and others on the road. Environmental Protection Agency, EPA. The EPA regulates emission standards for trucks to reduce air pollution and improve fuel efficiency. Trucking companies must comply with EPA regulations regarding emissions control, engine efficiency, and fuel usage to minimize their environmental impact. Department of Transportation, DOT. The DOT, through its various agencies, oversees transportation regulations and safety standards, ensuring that tractor trailers are safe for operation and drivers meet specific qualifications. State agencies, state departments of transportation. State agencies are responsible for maintaining and regulating transportation infrastructure within their respective states, including highways and bridges used by tractor trailers. State motor vehicle departments. These departments regulate vehicle registration, licensing, and enforcement of commercial driver's license, CDL, requirements. Importance of complying with applicable laws and regulations. Safety. Compliance with safety regulations is paramount to protect the safety of drivers and all road users. Regulations related to hours of service, vehicle maintenance, and driver qualifications help prevent accidents and reduce fatalities on the road. Environmental responsibility. Regulations related to emissions control and fuel efficiency are crucial to reducing the environmental impact of the trucking industry. Compliance with these regulations contributes to a cleaner environment and more sustainable transportation. Economic fairness. Compliance with regulations helps level the playing field for trucking companies. Fair competition ensures that companies that comply with safety and environmental regulations do not face a disadvantage compared to those that do not. It promotes economic fairness and ethical business practices. Legal consequences. Non-compliance can result in fines, penalties, and legal consequences, including the suspension of a company's operating authority. Violations can lead to lawsuits, financial losses, and damage to a company's reputation. Public trust. Complying with regulations builds public trust in the trucking industry. It assures the public that the industry prioritizes safety, environmental responsibility, and ethical business practices. Driver welfare. Regulations related to driver qualifications and hours of service are in place to protect drivers from overwork and exploitation. Complying with these regulations ensures the well-being of drivers and helps retain a qualified and motivated workforce. The trucking industry is highly regulated to ensure safety, environmental responsibility, and economic fairness. Compliance with these regulations is not only a legal requirement, but also a moral and ethical responsibility. It contributes to the overall well-being of the industry, drivers, and society at large. Procedures for obtaining a commercial driver's license. As of 2022, obtaining a commercial driver's license, COCDL, in the United States involves several steps and requirements, including the new entry-level driver training, ELDT, regulations established by the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, FMCSA. The ELDT regulations aim to ensure that CDL applicants receive proper training before being allowed to operate commercial motor vehicles. Here's an overview of the CDL application process, including the required ELDT training. Eligibility requirements: you must be at least 18 years old to obtain a CDL for intrastate within your state driving. You must be at least 21 years old to obtain a CDL for interstate crossing state lines or hazardous materials, hazmat transportation. You must hold a valid non-CDL driver's license issued by your state. You should check specific state requirements for any additional criteria. Self-certification. Determine and self-certify the type of commercial vehicle operation you intend to perform. Example, interstate, intrastate, hazmat, passenger, etc. You will need to obtain endorsements and further ELDT training for hazmat, passenger, and bus. Obtain a commercial learner's permit, CLP. Visit your state's Department of Motor Vehicles, DPS, or equivalent agency to apply for a CLP. Provide identification and pass a vision test. Specify the type of commercial vehicle you plan to operate. CDL knowledge test. Study the CDL manual provided by your state's DPS or equivalent agency. Take and pass the CDL knowledge test, which includes general knowledge, air brakes, if applicable, and any endorsements you plan to obtain. Complete entry-level driver training, ELDT. You have half of this covered with this class. As of February 7, 2022, you must complete a mandatory entry-level driver training, ELDT, program through an accredited CDL training school or program. That's us. The ELDT program covers theoretical and practical aspects of operating a commercial vehicle. The ELDT program must meet FMCSA's requirements for curriculum, hours of training, and instructor qualifications. We do. Obtain your commercial driver's license, schedule and pass the CDL skills test, which includes a pre-trip vehicle inspection, a basic control skills test, and an on-road driving test. Pass the test for any additional endorsements you may need. Example, hazmat, tanker, passenger. Pass a medical examination by a certified medical examiner to ensure you meet the medical requirements for operating a commercial vehicle. Contact your doctor for this. Pay the necessary fees for the CDL application, written tests, and skills tests. Apply for your full CDL at the DPS or equivalent agency upon successful completion of all requirements. Maintain your CDL. Keep your CDL current by adhering to your state's renewal requirements. The specific procedures and requirements may vary by state, so it's essential to consult your state's DPS or equivalent agency for detailed information and current regulations and changes. Required tractor-trailer driver qualifications and disqualifications. To become and remain a qualified tractor-trailer driver, you must meet certain qualifications and avoid disqualifications. These qualifications are set by the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, FMCSA, and state regulatory authorities. Here are the required tractor-trailer driver qualifications and common causes of disqualification. Required tractor-trailer driver qualifications. Age. To operate a commercial motor vehicle in interstate crossing state lines commerce, you must be at least 21 years old. However, some states allow drivers as young as 18 to operate commercial vehicles within state boundaries. Commercial driver's license, CDL. You must hold a valid CDL with the appropriate class and endorsements for the type of vehicle you intend to operate. Example, Class A for tractor trailers. Passenger endorsement for carrying passengers. To obtain a CDL, you need to pass written knowledge tests, a skills test, and meet medical requirements. Medical qualifications. CDL holders must pass a medical examination conducted by a certified medical examiner to ensure they are physically fit to operate a commercial vehicle. The medical examination includes checking vision, hearing, blood pressure, and other health-related criteria. Drug and alcohol testing. CDL holders are subject to drug and alcohol testing as mandated by federal regulations. This includes pre-employment testing, random testing, and testing following certain events, such as accidents, Refusing to take a test or testing positive for prohibited substances can lead to disqualification. Background checks. CDL applicants, especially those seeking a hazardous materials hazmat endorsement, are subject to background checks to assess their security risk. Certain criminal convictions may disqualify an individual from obtaining a hazmat endorsement. Driving record. You must have a clean driving record. Excessive traffic violations or convictions for serious offenses like driving under the influence, DUI, can lead to disqualification. Common causes of disqualification: major traffic violations. Convictions for major traffic violations, such as DWI, reckless driving, and hit and run, often lead to disqualification. Serious moving violations. Accumulating multiple serious moving violations, such as excessive speeding, following too closely, or running a red light, can result in disqualification. Excessive license suspensions or revocations. Having your driver's license suspended or revoked multiple times can lead to disqualification from holding a CDL, DWI, or drug offenses. Convictions for DWI or drug-related offenses, including possession or trafficking, can result in disqualification. Medical disqualifications. Failing a required medical examination, including vision, hearing, or blood pressure standards, can lead to disqualification. Excessive accidents. Involvement in multiple preventable accidents can lead to disqualification, as it may indicate a pattern of unsafe driving. Operating without a valid CDL. Driving a commercial vehicle without a valid CDL or the appropriate endorsements is illegal and can lead to disqualification. It's essential to maintain a clean driving record, adhere to medical requirements, pass required tests, and follow all regulations to avoid disqualification. CDL holders should also stay up to date with changing regulations to ensure they meet all qualification standards. Disqualifications can have serious consequences, including the loss of employment and legal penalties, so it's crucial to maintain compliance with all CDL requirements. Alcohol and drug prohibitions and required testing. Alcohol and drug prohibitions are a critical aspect of ensuring the safety of commercial motor vehicle, CMV, operations, including tractor-trailer drivers. The Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, FMCSA, has established strict regulations governing the use of alcohol and drugs in the trucking industry. Drivers can expect various types of testing under different circumstances to ensure compliance with these regulations. Alcohol prohibitions. Blood alcohol concentration, BAC, limit. CMV operators are prohibited from operating a commercial vehicle with a BAC of 4% or higher, which is lower than the 8% limit for non-commercial drivers. Zero tolerance for alcohol use under 21. Drivers under the age of 21 are prohibited from having any detectable amount of alcohol in their system when operating a CMV. Drug prohibitions. Controlled substances. The use, possession, or distribution of controlled substances, including illegal drugs, is strictly prohibited for CMV operators. Prescription medications. Drivers using prescription medications must ensure that these medications do not impair their ability to drive safely. It is essential to follow a healthcare professional's advice regarding the use of prescription drugs. Types of testing for alcohol and drugs. Pre-employment testing. Before hiring a new driver, employers are required to conduct pre-employment drug testing. This includes testing for marijuana, cocaine, amphetamines, opioids, and fenciclidine, PCP. Alcohol testing is also conducted. Random testing. Random drug and alcohol testing is conducted on a percentage of CDL drivers each year. Employers are required to use a scientifically valid method for selecting drivers for random testing. Random testing helps ensure ongoing compliance and deterrence. Reasonable suspicion testing. If a supervisor or company official observes signs or symptoms of drug or alcohol use in a driver, the driver may be subject to testing. This testing is based on reasonable suspicion, such as slurred speech, impaired coordination, or erratic behavior. post-accident testing. Following certain types of accidents, such as those involving fatalities, injuries requiring medical attention away from the scene, or vehicles being towed, drivers may be subject to post-accident drug and alcohol testing. This testing helps determine if substance use contributed to the accident. Return to duty testing. After a driver has tested positive for drugs or alcohol or refused to take a test, they are required to complete a substance abuse program and pass a return to duty test before resuming CMV operation. Follow-up testing. Drivers who have tested positive or violated the drug and alcohol prohibitions are subject to unannounced follow-up testing as part of their substance abuse program. Owner-operators are considered both employers and employees. They are required to comply with all testing regulations and are subject to testing under the same circumstances as company drivers. Non-compliance with drug and alcohol testing regulations can result in serious consequences, including loss of employment, suspension or revocation of a CDL, and legal penalties. It is essential for CDL holders to understand and adhere to these regulations to maintain safety on the road. Basic components of a combination vehicle and size and weight limits on the highway transportation system. A combination vehicle consists of two separate parts, a power unit tractor, and one or more trailers connected together. These vehicles are commonly used for commercial purposes like hauling goods, and they come in various configurations, including tractor-trailer combinations. The basic components of a combination vehicle and the size and weight limits established for traveling on the highway transportation system are as follows. Tractor, power unit. The tractor is the front part of the combination vehicle that provides the power to move the entire unit. It typically houses the driver's cabin, engine, transmission, and steering components. Tractors vary in size and design, but are generally equipped with large, powerful engines to tow one or more trailers. Trailers are the rear parts of the combination vehicle that carry cargo. There can be various types of trailers such as flatbeds, dry vans, refrigerated trailers, tankers, and more, each designed for specific types of freight. Depending on the combination, there may be one or more trailers attached to the tractor. Kingpin and fifth wheel. The kingpin is located on the front of the trailer and fits into the fifth wheel of the tractor. It allows for secure attachment and articulation of the trailer with the tractor. Landing gear. Landing gear is a set of retractable legs or supports found at the front of the trailer. It's used to support the trailer when it's not attached to the tractor. Coupling and hitching mechanism. The coupling mechanism connects the tractor and the trailer, allowing for secure attachment and disconnection. Size and weight limits. Highway transportation systems in the United States have established size and weight limits for combination vehicles to ensure safety, protect infrastructure, and maintain efficient traffic flow. These limits can vary by state, but common federal standards include gross vehicle weight rating, IGVWR, the maximum allowable weight for the entire combination vehicle, tractor, trailer, and cargo. This limit is 80,000 pounds for most CMVS maximum length. The maximum length of a combination vehicle, including the tractor and trailer, is generally 65 feet. Although longer combinations are allowed in some states, particularly in the western United States, maximum trailer length. The maximum length for a single trailer typically ranges from 48 to 53 feet. Maximum width. The standard maximum width for a CMV is 8.5 feet. Some states allow slightly wider trailers, such as those used for transporting refrigerated goods. Maximum height. The maximum height for a combination vehicle is usually 13.5 feet. Oversized loads may require special permits and escort vehicles. Axle weight limits. Axle weight limits vary by state, but are generally set to distribute the vehicle's weight evenly across its axles to prevent damage to roadways and bridges. It's important for truck drivers, carriers, and shippers to be aware of these size and weight limits and to adhere to them to ensure compliance with federal and state regulations. Non-compliance can result in penalties, fines, and potential damage to infrastructure.